So we're going to start by a body attunement. And if everyone would please close your eyes. Ideally, your feet are on the ground. Your back is very comfortably supported. And I'd like you to connect with your breath. It's sometimes helpful to place a hand, your right hand, someplace on your body. It's kind of a signal, a starting place. Ah, I'm here, and so are you. Sometimes it takes just a few minutes of breathing deeply. Breathing in through the belly and out through the mouth. In through the nose. Out through the mouth. With each breath you take, you become more connected to the rhythm of your own breath. Breath in, breath out. Allowing yourself to drop in. I'm sure most of us have had busy days of allowing our big cognitive intellectual brains to do their work. And tonight we want to switch. We want to switch gears and tap into this internal center of silent knowledge and wisdom. The way that silent knowledge or soul knowledge comes through us is through sensation and the felt sense. So by closing eyes, turning inward, tapping into breath, we immediately begin to invite this other track, this other channel to come online. I know you're all familiar with it. This is nothing new for any of you. And yet tonight, as we drop deeper into the belly, deeper into the wombs, slowing the breath, we might notice that the mind begins to still with each breath we take, each breath allowing even deeper connection, deeper relaxation. And I'd like each one of you now to really focus on your womb, your tantien, your root. Whatever word draws you to that center. If you don't have a hand already there, placed gently, do so. And breathing in and out, actively open this power center. Invite it to open. Breath in. And breath out. You can exaggerate. You can push it out more just so it body gets the message. Oh, we're bringing power centers online so that they can inform us. Because in every power center, there is information that will assist and support our creativity. Assist and support us manifesting more clearly. And more authentically. Dropping in, breathing. Going ahead and drawing the breath now up into the solar plexus, if you would like to move your hand as we go along. Some of you can imagine a column moving up the spine. Some of you might enjoy a color. Some of you might just be completely compelled to feel the sensation of breath as you move up into the solar plexus. This is the place where so much of our desire to be agents of transformation, to be contributors to evolution, originates. Because this is also where we are carrying the wounding of being humans in a body. So the solar plexus is inadvertently, or maybe very consciously, what gets empowered and brought online when we seek to be greater, when we seek to move into a divine expression. We heal the solar plexus in any fragmentation that has happened here. So as the breath moves into the solar plexus, enjoy it, expand it, feel it, move your hand there. Breathing up, we're moving into the heart. A few breaths in, a few breaths out. I'd like you to take the time to feel the sensation that is presently in your heart. The heart is really, really vital to manifesting our purpose. Because our purpose is a love-driven inspiration. It's a love-driven impulse to teach, to coach, to be involved with groups of people to raise consciousness about caring for our Mother Earth, to be shaman, to be sage, to be wisdom teacher, or simply to heal ourselves. The driving impulse that moves through us that we say yes to every day is love. Bringing more love on this planet through our bodies. Remember, my friends, love is not a concept. Love is a sensation, a vibration, a living, breathing, vibratory, resonating experience. These calls are designed to raise the level, to feel with felt sense, the power and the desire our heart has to express. We are all compelled to bring expression forward, to bring healing connection forward. And in this model, the archetype of the healer, that creation moves through the heart. And that's what I sense here in this circle, both this month and last month, is a gathering of individuals and collective and souls that agree that we are in service to love, in service to the expression of that amongst humans and on the planet. And so as you breathe in and out of your heart, settle there. Ground there. It has been said that we cannot dream our lives into the future with old emotions from the past. And old emotions from the past tend to sit heavily in our heart. So I just want you to tap in there. If there's any heavy sensation, anything that feels that it is like an old reaction or an old emotion, and you are clearly aligned with wanting a future experience of your expanded divine self, then allow whatever energy or sensation is ready to move through that heart, allow it to move out in your breath. Clearing old emotion. clearing old sensation, clearing any blocks and obstacles to your beautiful divine expression that you are working so hard for. Releasing old blockage, clearing, making way for divine transformation through you so that you can offer it to others. And now, in this heart, a few more breaths of expansion and opening. It is through the heart center that we are able to experience the optimum of coherence, the state, body, mind, spirit, whole, in equilibrium, in coherence. There's an immense amount of resonating power that can come from our hearts, far greater than what even our brilliant brains can produce. And in fact, knowing each of you and the work that you're bringing forward, you are contributing to a greater coherence, a greater sense of our connectivity to Source itself. So make that agreement right now in your own heart. Set a very intentional breath for this raised level of coherence. And that it's radiating out now to this circle first. Rachel, Ashley, Marina, Maritza, Penny, Joshua, Ed, Rosemary, Michelle, Diomira, Deborah, Ellen, Catherine, anyone else who is on the bandwidth here. Giving, radiating this coherence, and then also receiving it. So on your breath out, you can radiate to the circle that sits here, and we can even imagine with our eyes closed that we are sitting in circle. And always remembering when you breathe in to receive. Sometimes we're less inclined to receive the energetic of love from others. We might be more comfortable giving it. So in this place, we also set intent. Last call, we talked about the power of intent in being able to focus and drive our creations forward. And that intent is it's an energetic as well as an ability to really harness the power of the word. So for just a moment on this call tonight, or if your daily work, your projects, your practices, whatever intent you'd like to set tonight for yourself, either the experience you would like to have, or if you're gathering energy, if you need energy, support. But what is the intent for your presence here tonight? And once again, we point to, we are creating intent from the center of our heart. What you desire to bring forward into manifestation. And then we release it, we let it go. Because we aren't in control of the timeline. We may not even really be in control of the form. We want to, and in this intent, also allow for the great mystery to move through us, for God, light, energy, so that we can get out of the way This is my intent. I state it. I feel it. I contribute to it every day. And I also get out of the way every day. And I allow a force greater than myself to move through me. Because I've aligned. I've said that that's part of my purpose. Part of my purpose in being here. And moving into action, moving into substance, moving into matter. From divine inspiration to a form. And a sense of coherence, deeply felt, deeply shared. Give it to yourself. Give it to your heart. Let your heart lead. And we're going to move the energy up slowly. I love how that one really landed. And we're going to move the energy up slowly to the throat, where our word moves through the inspiration in our hearts, through the desire that we have to contribute, to be in service, and we have to move it through and empower the throat to deliver the message. So you might allow yourself to breathe in and out of this center, and at the same time noticing if there's any sensation here. Any tightness or constriction. Sometimes a neck ache can refer to some closing down here. It's not unusual for teachers and messengers to have to very consciously bring the throat chakra online. It's safe. It's safe to use your voice. It's safe because your voice is supported by the foundation of your grounded root, your expansive and powerful heart. When you have the power centers at the base, online functioning, then moving through the voice, moving through the throat chakra becomes much more safe. And here in this moment, in this place, I'd like you to ask for a message. From your authentic voice. I'd like you just to ask, what is it that it's time for me to express? What is it that I can now say? I am giving myself complete permission to express from my authentic, loving voice. May any obstacle to that be removed, cleared. And may the words and the energies that pass through my throat, my beautiful open willingness to speak and express myself, my willingness to be heard, may they come through me in a way that transfers to words on a page, the clients that I sit with, the work that I do, the people that I lead, the people that I help, may there be even greater permission moving through whatever form, talking, writing, videoing, give it more power. Clearing obstacles. This can clear away now because I'm ready and it's safe. And now we're going to move right up into the forehead and the spiritual eye. Breathing in, breathing out. And from this place, we remove all of the individual I. We just drop away. Fortunately, we all have lovely egos that we can work our magic through. Strong egos that we can work our healing through. But from this place, I'd like you to connect with the quantum field. You don't have to know what that is. I'd like you to connect with the source of consciousness. Beyond description. Beyond the little eye. It's simply an opening to be guided and filled with the creative consciousness that exists. We affect this field, and the field affects us. As we bring higher states of emotion, greater clarity of purpose, and we ask and we intend these things, those messages move out into the field. The field receives the quality of our emotion and our feeling and our intent. It is received, message received. And then the field broadcasts it back to us in the form, in many different forms. Collectively, we can hear, we can feel right now our connection from this third eye, collective conscious, quantum field connection that's always here. But we muddy it. And tonight, we're clearing. So another big breath. Feeling your brain kind of light up. Feeling the receptors expand. And then we're going to take a view from up here. We're going to notice that our womb is still grounded and online, and we can tap into it. Solar plexus is open and tapped into. All of the lower power centers are vibrating, contributing, and feeding this creative mind. Creative divine mind. We are preparing ourselves for the shift in consciousness that is actually happening through us. So when we attune in this way, we confirm our intent to align ourselves with the creative consciousness of Source itself, to be in greater service, to create our success in our abundance, to do the healing of our own bodies and minds. That's the beauty of this work. In order to be of service in order to be a clear channel, in order to be a healer. It's clear that you, the preparation for that is your own work. Whatever intent you came here with tonight, or whatever intent it is that you are bringing forward into the world, it's clear that just having that intent will automatically trigger an internal self-transformation. Transformative creative energies. As we shift our energies to better align with our purpose. And so when you're ready, I'm going to ask each one of you to open your eyes. Hold your alignment, hold your attunement. I'm hoping you can see everyone. Hoping you can sense a connection that has been created.